What did molasses used to come in when you bought it in fairly large quantities? Or did y'all buy it?
We never bought molasses except in just a small container. But maybe you're talking about syrup, sorghum. We'd get that by the gallon.
Yeah.
And now, of course, you just get a quart because a quart costs so much now.
Well, what if you had bought molasses in a large quantities, or maybe even lard? What would you call the container that you might buy it in? What was that?
Well, they had. Let me see. They didn't call them kegs, but they had it in something that was similar to a keg, only it was bigger. Can't remember.
That have a name? I don't know if it'd be big or not, but how about a barrel? What was that used to describe?
Well, they usually used to have crackers and sugar and coffee and just lots of things at the big stores in barrels.
Well, so was a barrel bigger than a keg, or?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, okay, right.
I guess maybe that's what it was with the molasses, a barrel of molasses, probably.
Okay. What do you say to pour, or what were we using to pour that insecticide into the jar this summer?
Funnel?
Yeah, right. And what do you use for driving horses? If they're not going, you know, if you're sitting up in a carriage and you need them to move on.
You're talking about lines or reins?
Well, no, not the things that are connected to the horses, but something that you might crack to make them speed up.
A whip?
Yeah. And if you buy something at the store, the boy that's sacking groceries puts your groceries into what?
Into bags or a box.
Okay. And what's that made of?
Paper.
Yeah, okay. What, say if you bought 50 pounds of flowers now, you said that's in, you know,
I don't know where you'd go to buy it now.
Really. Unless it's a co-op or a wholesale store or something.
All the grocery stores that we're used to trading in now, 10 pounds is the biggest you find.
Sometimes I couldn't even find 10 pounds of flour this weekend when I was looking for it. The biggest they had was 5 pounds. It's ridiculous.
And you know they're selling a lot of it, 2.5 pounds?
Yeah, right, those really small ones.
People have just quit cooking bread.
Yeah, they have. Even sugar, too, they sell them in that small size.
Yeah. Well, I can understand sugar better than I could flour.
Yeah, right.
Because one of those little 2.5 pounds of flour wouldn't make more than a couple of
pounds of biscuits, because of
that
can only have like about 5 cups in it.
That's
if it
right.
Had that much, yeah.
5 or 6 cups.
What'd you call those sacks, say, that flour and sugar come in? Just besides the sack, do they have a more specific name?
Paper bag.
Yeah, but if they're made of cloth, like, say...
Well, we just either a bag or...
Or just a sack.